A House panel approves new vote-by-mail rules, expanded access to birth control nears passage by the House, and a bill to decriminalize simple possession of cannabis gets a historic hearing. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on The Week at the State House.
Under legislation headed to the House floor, Hoosiers mailing in applications for a vote-by-mail ballot must show voter ID. They do that by including the last four digits of their Social Security number on the application and either sending in a photocopy of their driver's license or state ID card, or including the number on their driver's license, state ID, or for those who don't have that on file in the state voter registration system, a special voter ID number. A bill unanimously approved by a House committee would allow pharmacists to prescribe hormonal birth control to anyone age 18 or older without an appointment. Pharmacists would have to go through additional training, and patients would be given a self-screening risk assessment tool and encouraged to follow up with their primary care provider if they have one. And legislation to decriminalize possession of 2 ounces or less of cannabis got its first ever hearing at the State House, but it will likely go no further this year after the House committee chair who gave it a hearing said it would not get a vote. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.